From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. You listen to John Jorgensen play guitar and you realize he's got a ridiculous amount of talent in those fingers. And then you realize he's also gifted on mandolin, dobro, banjo, piano, clarinet, saxophone, bassoon, and more. But it's guitar music on his latest CD called Ultra Spontan, gypsy jazz guitar in the style of Django Reinhardt. John Jorgensen co-founded the country Desert Rose Band in the 80s. He spent 6 years touring with Elton John, has played with everyone from Benny Goodman to Johnny Cash to Bob Dylan. But his passion is gypsy music from all over the world, especially the sound created in Paris in the 1930s by Django Reinhardt and Stéphane Grappelli on violin.
Django sounded like Jimi Hendrix or something on an acoustic guitar. Fiery and really vibrant and not nice, you know, in your face. And it's really amazing because he was the first guy as a guitarist to be the out front lead instrument. It was a rhythm instrument before that. And he was not only bringing it out front, but playing this stuff that no one had ever even thought of to play, and B, probably couldn't technically play it anyway. As a guitarist and as a curious person, immediately I started to try to figure out, okay, how is he doing this?
Was there a moment when you realized, well, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought?
It's kind of always, that moment stays with me always.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that's what's exciting about it. It is always challenging.
You describe how the sound on a guitar, like a Django Reinhardt style guitar, how it's different from another guitar would be?
Well, it's more percussive. There's really a sharp attack to it. It has a more vocal quality about it. It's not as pretty and sweet and full as a normal Martin style guitar that you kind of strum to play bluegrass or folk music. It's very penetrating. I mean, I've got this guitar here. It can.
Penetrating, you say?
Yeah, it cuts through. You know, if there's a band playing all pretty loud, I can come in and it'll pop right above the noise created by the band.
Let's take a listen to one of the songs on the CD. This is El Camino del Che, and this is a song that you composed. This is that attack you're talking about.
Yeah, you hear that melody is really punchy. And in order to be able to do this kind of fast articulation, you need a guitar that speaks really quickly. You'll hear it when going into this next section, very, very fast chromatic run, which is idiomatic of Django.
That right there.
Yeah.
How many notes per second is that?
I don't know.
A lot.
I don't know, a lot.
You have one tune on the CD in which you're a double threat. You play guitar, but you also play clarinet. This is Lucky Sevens.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a different part of your brain that you're using, do you think, when you're switching from guitar to wind?
Kind of. It's almost like once I get the clarinet in my hands and I'm making a sound on it, the sound, that kind of just leads me there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I can sustain on the clarinet, right. You know, so that changes everything. And then also I have to breathe. So that changes the phrasing, too. I mean, a joke that people talk about guitarists is they say, you know, why does wearing glasses help a guitar player's phrasing? It's because they have to stop every now and then and push their glasses up their nose. You know, because some guitar players will tend to just play and play and play and play and play and never take a breath because they don't need to. But that it's actually good for the phrasing if you take a breath.
Would you say gypsy jazz is to you?
Well, it's a style that incorporates so many things that I like. It has a little bit of advanced harmony that I like from jazz, not too complex. It has that fantastic swing from swing music. It has the edge and the drive of rock music. It has the beautiful acoustic string instrument sounds of bluegrass music. It has the romanticism of classical music. And it's technically challenging. It's always challenging. And it's joyful. It's very melodic and joyful. So it's very fulfilling for me to play it because I love all those other styles that I mentioned. And I feel like I can incorporate all of that into the gypsy jazz.
It's all wrapped in there.
Yeah.
Well, John Jorgensen, thanks so much for coming in.
Melissa, my pleasure.
The CD from the John Jorgensen Quintet is Ultra Spontan. John played two solo pieces in our studios. You can hear those recordings at npr.org/music. It's All Things Considered from NPR News.